Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island.
First up, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis during talks in Ankara on Monday that there were no unsolvable problems between their countries. Turkey and Greece, NATO allies and historic foes, have long been at odds over issues including maritime boundaries, energy resources in the Eastern Mediterranean, fights over the Aegean and Cyprus. After years of tensions that brought the two to the brink of conflict, they have started taking high-profile steps to improve ties, especially since both leaders were re-elected last year. Despite disagreements, we focus on positive agenda by keeping our dialogue channels open, Erdogan told a joint press conference with Mitsotakis. Mitsotakis said the leaders' frequent meetings in recent months had proved that we neighbours can establish an approach of mutual understanding, not as an exception, but as a productive normality. We showed today that alongside our proven disagreements, we can share a parallel page of agreements, he added. The two leaders disagreed over how to classify the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Erdogan reiterated his view that it is a resistance movement and said he was saddened by the Greek view, shared by many other Western countries, that it is a terrorist organization. Let's agree to disagree, Mitsotakis replied. Meanwhile, UN envoy Maria Angela Holguin on Monday said that she would be preparing a report after her visit and meet with Secretary General Antonio Guterres in the coming days. Her statements outside the presidential palace came after a meeting with President Nikos Christodoulidis, which began at 10:30 a.m. and lasted for around 50 minutes. I am just at the end of my mandate. I am going to prepare a report. I am going to have meetings with Guterres in the coming days, and then we will come back and see how we can continue to push. I will push until the last day, and I think this is what the people of Cyprus deserve. Her meeting at 12 p.m. with Turkish Cypriot Ersin Tatar wrapped up in 20 minutes and she made no statements. Tatar reiterated his commitment to only restart negotiations once the sovereign equality and equal international status of the Turkish Cypriot people has been accepted by both the Greek Cypriot side and the international community. Elsewhere, the Stelios Philanthropic Foundation on Monday announced a donation of €750,000 to UNICEF for humanitarian support of children in Gaza. The organization said the donation under its Food from the Heart program would treat 15,000 malnourished children for 1 month with ready-to-use therapeutic food, a life-saving supply item that treats severe wasting in children under 5 years old. The donation to UNICEF for food aid to children in Gaza is an expansion of a program started during the 2013 financial crisis and operated since then by the foundation in Greece and Cyprus, providing food to tens of thousands of people. In a statement announcing the donation, Sir Stelios said he saw parallels between his foundation's and UNICEF's work and that Gaza is geographically very close to Cyprus. In other news, the Court of Appeal on Monday reduced the sentence handed down to a convicted paedophile by 6 months. The court found that the court of first instance had incorrectly evaluated testimonies about the abuse given by the children's mother and father, as well as by clinical psychologists. Taking all this into account, the man was initially sentenced on 4 counts. 3.5 years for sexually abusing the first girl and 18 months for incidentally assaulting her and 2 years for sexually abusing the second girl and an 18 months for incidentally assaulting her. The Court of Appeal on Monday found that ruling to be manifestly excessive. The Court of Appeal on Monday found that ruling to be manifestly excessive and thus reduced the man's sentence for the first charge from 3.5 years to 3 years. And finally, low water levels in dams and reservoirs are an ongoing cause for concern with summer just around the corner, despite authorities having announced a slew of projects to beat potential water shortages. Water levels, which in March stood at 47% capacity, have now fallen to 44.8%.
Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island.
Some dams such as Argaga and Kalavassos have fallen below 30% with fears they will soon dry out.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow and, as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.